all the traffic from Derry to Galway have to go through 24 hours a day, big heavy lorries come through the streets. So it's happening very rapidly, and all the old seams and cracks and underground services are all becoming exposed now. So like even this year, we were told that the maintenance money has been cut by 30% for the National Primary Roads, and that's not good enough. So this week now, John O'Gloughlin has told me that they're making an application to the NRA or TIA to get additional money to do patchwork, not filling potholes, because the potholes won't get a chance with the heavy lorries. It needs to be patched. Plus, I have also asked them, is it possible that one contractor next year could lay the sewer and do the roadworks, rather than Irish Water starting sometime in mid or beginning of 2019, and then the council TAI coming in afterwards on a separate contract, that the one contractor could do the two jobs, and this would save a year's work, and would save an awful lot of inconvenience for traffic, pedestrians, for everybody. And that's what I'm hoping to do. But the one thing they need is clarity, because it's been going on this last 6 or 7 months, and people are getting very, very angry and frustrated, and rightly so.
It's clear that much as a bypass is necessary and promised for the Twin Towns, it's not going to happen in the immediate future, and we're probably talking minimum 5-6 years before a bypass is opened, and possibly even longer than that, depending on what sort of funding is announced in the coming weeks for the National Development Plan. With that in mind, then it's necessary that these jobs are done. As you say, there will not be a major job done on the roads until Irish Water have finished their particular project, and it's that cooperation between agencies that's going to be vital to this.
Absolutely. We have a number of jobs, and you can see them throughout the county where they are actually working together in Rafoe there over the convoy. You can see up here in Balfeather doing joint work together. And what I'm saying is, rather than, okay, they're working together and consulting one another, and you know, the TIA won't be telling Irish Water what jobs to do or vice versa, but they do plan and work together. What I'm asking is that we'll do it under one contract. One contractor will lay the sewer and do the overlay, do the major overlay from the top of Stornoway to the top of Balbuffet. Otherwise, the job might not start till 2019. Mid-2019, it could take the whole year to lay the sewer, and then you have to sit and wait for the settlement and then come back maybe in 2020. Where there is examples throughout this county and other counties where the one contractor can do all the work, and that's what we need, because as you say, God knows when the Belfast and they bypassed, if ever, because they have joined the three jobs together from Lufford to Manor to Letterkenny. The link goes in Letterkenny, the Belfast and bypass. But at a meeting there just before Christmas, which I requested the TII to attend, and the consultants that are on board, they made it very clear that these jobs could now be separated again, and that one or other of these jobs could go it alone. So like, there's more uncertainty out than ever. But in the meantime, you don't have to be an engineer or TI or council to look at the main streets in Balbuffet, and they're literally falling apart right now.